They capture podcast conversations for the curious essential knowledge simplified, your gateway to essential ideas that matter most. This audio summary has been prepared with the help of Akatra AI. Welcome, and thanks for joining us for another deep dive. Today, we're getting into something that, well, I think affects almost everyone who creates anything or even just shares ideas.
Yeah, we're talking about obscurity, right? That feeling of doing good work, but nobody's seeing it.
Exactly. And if you've ever felt kind of paralyzed by needing things to be perfect before you share them, or you put something out there and it just disappears, then this is definitely for you.
We are unpacking Austin Kleon's fantastic book, Show Your Work. And it's more than just marketing tips. It's really a whole philosophy.
A practical one, too.
Right. Kleon argues that getting noticed doesn't mean you have to be, you know, sleazy about self-promotion. It's actually about generosity.
Which sounds counterintuitive. Mm. Generously sharing the messy stuff.
The messy process. Yeah. Not just the final polish thing. That's the core idea.
And that distinction process versus product, that's really the engine of the whole book, isn't it?
It is, because in this incredibly noisy digital world we live in, Kleon offers a way to be visible, to be findable, that actually feels, well, authentic.
Which is huge. Clearing that psychological hurdle is massive for so many people. This book feels like a shortcut to understanding how reputation actually gets built now.
Totally. And Kleon's got the credibility because he lives this stuff. He's an American author, an artist, calls himself a writer who draws.
I like that.
Yeah, his work always sits right at that intersection of creativity and the practical side of, you know, making a living today.
So he didn't just dream this up. He actually did it himself.
Exactly. His whole career, even his famous newspaper blackout poems, he built that by sharing his journey online, sharing influences, methods, the whole nine yards.
Wow.
He basically went from being unknown to a New York Times bestseller using these exact methods. So the book is really just him distilling what he learned by doing it.
And it fits into his other work too, right? There's Steel Like an Artist.
Uh-huh.
That's about getting ideas.
And Keep Going is about resilience.
Yeah.
Sticking with it.
Yeah. Sustaining the practice. So Show Your Work is the crucial middle piece. It's the guide for getting your ideas seen, for building that community.
Okay. So let's talk about the big idea, the central thesis. You mentioned it pushes back against something.
Yeah. The lone genius myth, that romantic idea of the brilliant artist or inventor just toiling away in secret, then boom, masterpiece revealed.
Right. Which sounds great, but mostly just leads to nothing happening.
Kleon argues it's often just procrastination dressed up as perfectionism. You wait and wait for perfect, and perfect never comes.
Okay, that definitely hits home. I think that fear of judgment, of criticism, it just stops people cold. So how does sharing the process, the drafts, the mistakes, how does that become generous instead of like needy? It's all about the framing. When you document your journey, you're kind of demystifying creativity for other people. You're not shouting, look how brilliant I am. You're saying, hey, here's how I tackled this problem, or here's something interesting I learned. Maybe it helps someone else.
Ah, so it's an act of contribution.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that builds trust. It builds goodwill. It's like the opposite of sleazy marketing. It attracts people who are interested in how you think, not just the final shiny object.
So the key insight for someone feeling like an imposter or just scared of putting stuff out there is that the daily grind, the actual effort, that has value in itself.
Precisely. Your day-to-day work is a valuable product. But maybe we should start where Kleon starts with the community idea. He brings this concept called senius.
Senius, right? As opposed to genius.
Yeah. The whole lone genius idea is damaging because it implies you need to be like fully formed and brilliant before you dare share anything.
Which is impossible.
Right. Senius, it's a term Brian Eno coined. It's about the collective intelligence, the creative energy of a whole group, a community, a scene.
So creativity isn't solo, it's networked.
It happens in context.
Yeah.
You're influenced by people, you bounce ideas around, even if it's online.
Okay, I get the senius idea for like musicians in a city or artists in a studio building, but what about someone working remotely, like a coder or a consultant, mostly alone at their desk? How do they find their scene?
Well, the internet is your scene in that case. By generously sharing your inputs, what you're reading, the tools you find useful, the problems you're wrestling with, you become like a helpful node in that online network. That generosity naturally pulls in other people who care about the same things.
Yeah.
You end up creating this kind of distributed senius. You exchange ideas, you learn together, even if you're physically apart.
And that gives you permission to be the amateur, right? The beginner who's just curious and learning in public.
Yeah, exactly. People connect with that vulnerability, that learning process. And that ties straight into the next really big idea, process over product.
This feels like the absolute core of the book.
It really is the hinge everything swings on. Because the mistake most of us make is waiting until the end, only sharing the polished result.
Like the software developer only announcing the big 2.0 release.
Or the baker just posting the photo of the perfect cake.
But that perfect cake, that only happens once in a while. The process, the mixing, the failed batches, trying new ingredients, that's happening constantly.
Exactly. Cleon says focus on that. The drafts, the notes, the code snippets, the sketches, the experiments.
Why? Because it gives you more to share.
That, yes. It provides a steady stream of content rather than these big, stressful launches. But more importantly, it demystifies the work. The key instruction is super simple. Become a documentarian of what you do. Just observe yourself working and record it.
Okay, but hold on. Is there a danger of oversharing? Like, if I document every single coding mistake, won't I just look incompetent? Especially if I'm trying to get clients, they want confidence, right?
That's a really fair question. And Cleon isn't saying, like, dump your entire unfiltered brain online. It's about curation, sharing the meaningful parts of the process.
Meaningful how?
So for that developer, maybe you share a frustrating problem you got stuck on. You document the dead ends, but then you explain how you figured it out.
Ah, the solution to.
Right. That actually signals grit, problem-solving skills, transparency. That's way more valuable to a potential client or collaborator than just a slick marketing page. It shows how you work.
Okay, so it's thoughtful sharing, not just noise, and that needs some kind of system, I guess. How do you manage doing this regularly?
He talks about finding a daily rhythm. His advice is basically share something small every day.
Small being the key word there.
Definitely. It makes it way less intimidating than feeling like you have to write some epic blog post every time. Just a little something.
He uses the terms flow and stock, right? Can you break that down?
Yeah, think of it
Yeah.
like a river. The flow is the constant stream of daily stuff, quick updates, little insights, maybe a photo of your workspace, a link you found interesting, tweets, Instagram stories, that kind of thing. It's quick, often ephemeral.
Okay, the small daily things and the stock.
The stock is the stuff that lasts. The valuable evergreen content that comes out of the flow. That might be a well-researched blog post, a tutorial video, a case study, maybe even a book eventually.
So the daily flow kind of feeds into building the more substantial stock over time.
Exactly. Your daily documentation and sharing gives you the raw material, and it builds an audience that actually cares enough to engage with your bigger projects when they arrive.
That's a really useful way to think about it. Feed the flow, build the stock. And to keep that flow helpful, not just random, he says, open up your cabinet of curiosities.
Yes. Share what genuinely interests you, your influences, the books you're reading, the tools you love, the art that inspires you, even if it's not directly about your work.
Why do that?
Because it connects you with like-minded people instantly. Your taste says a lot about you. If you're, say, an accountant, sharing a productivity app that really helped you connects you with other accountants and potential clients who value efficiency.
And this links into being generous and like having good manners online. He talks about crediting sources and teaching.
Absolutely. When you properly credit your sources, the ideas, the images, the people who influenced you, you become a valuable curator. You're like a good signpost in the network. It builds massive goodwill.
And teaching. That sounds intimidating.
Cleon makes it simple.
Yeah.
You only need to be one step ahead of someone to teach them something useful. Sharing what you just figured out solidifies it for you and helps someone else. It naturally positions you as knowledgeable, even if you don't feel like an expert yet.
Okay, so you're sharing consistently, you're being generous, but then comes the tricky part. Etiquette in dealing with, well, the internet. Chapter 7 warns, don't be a human spam.
Right. It's not just about broadcasting your stuff. You have to listen too. Promote other people's work. Be a good citizen of whatever community you're part of.
He has that vampire test, doesn't he?
Yeah, it's a great little tool. Basically, pay attention to what interactions or platforms leave you feeling drained and exhausted.
Vampires.
Exactly. If connecting with certain people or even just using a particular social media site consistently sucks the life out of you, maybe avoid it. Or limit your exposure. Protect your energy so you can keep doing the work.
That's smart. And then inevitably, if you show your work, you're going to get criticism. Chapter 8 is learn to take a punch.
This is maybe the most crucial emotional advice in the book. You will get criticized. Some of it might be useful, a lot of it won't be.
So how do you tell the difference?
Cleon suggests really valuing the feedback from your trusted circle, mentors, colleagues, people who know you and your work, and learning to pretty much ignore the anonymous trolls or the drive-by negativity.
Focus on the work itself, not the noise around it.
Exactly. Is the feedback aimed at making the work better? If yes, listen. If not, let it go. Don't let external validation or condemnation derail you from the actual effort.
That really puts the creator back in control. Okay, so stepping back, looking at the whole philosophy, what are the big paradigm shifts here? What really changes in how you approach your work?
I think it boils down to three main things. First, this idea of generosity as a strategy, it totally reframes self-promotion. It's not selfish, look at me. It's contribution. Here's something I found useful. That builds trust, which is like the rarest thing online.
Hey, generosity, what's second?
Second is the power of the amateur. Being new, being inexperienced, that's actually a strength.
How so?
Because you're free. You don't have the burden of expertise or the fear of looking silly. Your vulnerability, your learning process, that's what connects with people. It lets others learn alongside you.
Right. Permission to just start. And the third thing?
Consistency over perfection. Forget the perfect masterpiece. Just show up and share something small regularly. That daily habit creates momentum, accountability, and that continuous connection with your audience, your cinesis. It keeps you findable.
The book is just full of these sticky, memorable phrases, really actionable stuff. Let's pull out a few key quotes. Cleon often references others, like this one from Shinryu Suzuki. In the beginner's mind, there are many possibilities, but in the expert's, there are few.
That's just the ultimate permission slip, isn't it? It says your beginner's perspective is valuable because it's fresh and open. You don't need to wait until you're an expert. Start sharing now.
Love that. And then the simple, direct command that sums up the whole practice. Become a documentarian of what you do.
Yeah, that one phrase just shifts everything. It takes the pressure off performing or being brilliant.
Oh, yeah.
You're just observing and recording. It makes it feel doable.
Totally. And finally, for that big fear that holds so many people back, the fear of having their ideas stolen, he quotes Howard Aiken. Don't worry about people stealing your ideas. If your ideas are any good, you'll have to ram them down people's throats.
Huh. Yeah, that's a bracing one. It basically says ideas are cheap. Execution, persistence, actually doing the work and getting people to pay attention, that's the hard part. Don't hoard your ideas. Focus on bringing them to life.
Okay, let's make this super concrete. We talked about the software developer sharing code. What about someone whose work isn't so tangible, like a project manager, maybe, or an accountant?
Good question. A project manager's day-to-day might be mostly internal meetings and spreadsheets, right?
Yeah.
But they can share their process. Maybe blog about a decision-making framework they use, share templates for managing project risks, or even do a quick video review of a planning tool they like.
Ah, so they're showing how they think about managing complex stuff.
Exactly. That attracts clients or employers who value that kind of structure and transparency. It demonstrates their expertise through their process.
And for someone just learning something new, a student or anyone taking an online course.
That's perfect for learning out loud. Just write short summaries of what you're learning, share your notes, the diagrams you make to understand things.
You're documenting your own learning journey.
Right. And that does two things. It really solidifies the knowledge for you, and it attracts other people on the same path. They might share resources, ask questions, help you out. It accelerates your learning.
It all comes back to that big shift the book promotes, doesn't it? Moving away from, like, hiding until perfect.
You know, moving from that crippling isolation of perfectionism to the power of public participation. Just get in the game.
That really sums it up beautifully. It's such a transformative way to think about work and sharing. As we wrap up, what was the biggest takeaway for you? What really stuck?
For me, it was probably the long-term perspective in that final chapter. Stick around. This isn't about overnight success. It's about consistency. Showing up day after day, year after year. That's the real secret.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I appreciated the practical advice in the chapter before that about not being afraid to sell out in the good sense. You know, figure out how to make your work sustainable so you can keep doing it. Showing your work includes showing how you make it viable.
That's really practical. For me, the lasting insight is maybe simpler, but profound. Your work doesn't fully exist until you share it.
Wow, yeah.
As long as it's hidden, it's just potential, and it hasn't impacted anyone. So maybe the question for everyone listening is this. What's one small, valuable piece of your process, something you've learned or made or figured out that's currently hidden away? What's one small thing you could share today? Because that tiny step, that little act of showing your work, could be the thing that starts the whole engine.
That's a great place to leave it.
See you next time with another remarkable thinker, another powerful book, and another idea that has shaped our world. This audio summary is brought to you by Akatra Foundation.